This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 23, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny, windy today, temperatures near 60. Boxford's town administrator has been charged with drunken driving and other charges resulting from an accident earlier this month in Ipswich. 39-year-old Matthew Coogan of Ipswich was charged on Wednesday, according to the Salem News, and will appear next month in Newburyport District Court. The man charged with motor vehicle homicide of an off-duty Salem police officer in 2020 is seeking to have his trial moved out of Essex County. The Salem News has a story today reporting that the attorney for Juan Martinez, 27, of Salem, does not believe his client can get a fair trial in Salem. Salem residents are being cautioned about feeding wild animals. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca explains.
This isn't so much about the little kid that's like throwing out popcorn at the willows. You know, Don D'Amico's not going to show up and tackle that kid or something like that. This is more the business that's like, hey, I've got some animal, you know, I've got some food waste I'm going to leave out back for the coyotes and the foxes. There was an issue recently with Vinon Square that Swampscott had to kind of crack down on. There's been a couple issues that have popped up in Salem. Somebody was talking about actually rotisserie chicken carcasses that were being left in Greenlawn Cemetery is one example. And it's the discussion that kind of played out of this was when you leave stuff like that out, you're attracting the wildlife, which then when they don't have that food, they start snacking other things, cats, birds, and they start relying on humans for the food more often. So then they basically become residents of the neighborhood that are not wanted in the neighborhood. So the city has basically expanded the authority for cracking down on people who feed wild animals. And they've basically set up a new fine structure and things like that to kind of go after really the biggest nuisance people, the ones that leave out entire bags of bread for the seagulls and things like that.
The Daily Item is reporting that the Marblehead Public Schools are facing a staffing shortage impacting bus drivers, paraprofessionals, cafeteria workers, and custodians. Some families seeking student transportation so far this fall have not been able to get town bus transportation. And the Item is also reporting today that money the city of Lynn has received for clean energy projects has been tabbed for work at Lynn English High School to replace transformers with a more energy-efficient model. The city has also applied for additional grants for lighting projects. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. Game one of a four-game series between the Red Sox and Yankees went to the Yankees last night, 5-4 in 10 innings. Game two is tonight in New York. Boys soccer from yesterday, St. John's Prep over CM, 2-0. The Prep improves to 5-0-1 on the season. Volleyball from yesterday, Ipswich swept Linfield 3-0, a team that did sustain a key injury this past week. Field hockey, Peabody 6, Revere 0. Our football game of the week tonight features Marblehead at North Andover with kickoff at 6. Here is Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff.
Yeah, Coach Dubzinski does a great job there. You know, obviously 3 years ago they won the Super Bowl. Last year they were like almost an empty set spread team. And this year they've morphed into a wing T team, which we didn't see coming. But he did a really great job of making good use of the personnel that he has. They've got a terrific line. Their line looks very well coached. You see a couple of players really getting downfield, getting after people. Their pulls are excellent. Their scheme is excellent. They have nice little counters to the things that they do well. They have something that goes the other way. Their quarterback does a great job making fakes, and they have backs that can run. So it's a formidable offense. Their defense so far has been shutting out opponents, not allowing a lot of points or yards. So, you know, we've got our hands full on Friday night.
Marblehead football coach Jim Rudloff. Be sure to check out all of our sports features on local sports from this past week and on the website. More to come this weekend. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.